3 weeks. So the record for each of you, Mike.
No, we don't need to read this.
Is 4-7. He went 1-3 last week.
ATS, by the way.
Bo
ATS.
Is 3-8. He went 0-4
against the spread.
He texted us. Man, he texted us last week. He goes, man, this is going to be rough.
All right, we have Ravens at Cowboys. The line at Baltimore -1, and the Cowboys. Well,
you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Point at me. Okay. Here's where I sit on this. I think that
the over/under. Excuse me.
Everything in me wants me to take Dallas coming off the embarrassment that they had a week ago and say that they rebound and the defense is too good to look like that. But on the flip side, I don't think there's any way that Baltimore starts this season 0-3. I cannot fathom for the life of me that Baltimore will come out and start 0-3. Just from a simple standpoint of what that might look like in the standings, I have to take Baltimore, and also the fact that they are favored in Dallas. I'm just going to lean on Baltimore. I think Lamar Jackson makes some plays in this one.
Dallas gave up a ton of points last week. The Ravens have a very good offense. And you look at Dallas, I think Dallas has a good offense as well. I'm just going to go and take the coward's way out. I'm picking the over, the 47.5. I'm taking the over.
Whoa. We're allowed to do that?
Yeah, I thought so.
No.
You pick overs and unders every week.
My locks of the week. I didn't know. But yeah.
Why would the over be on there if I can't pick it?
Unbelievable.
Let's get some clarification because I do not want to go against the rules. Dylan, what is the ruling?
It's legal.
It's legal.
Right. I like that because I'm going to definitely
do that. The over is -1. The under is 47.5.
Yeah, it's all the way legal. You can either do the against the spread, or you can choose the over.
Yeah, spread -1 over and under 47.5. Exactly. I'm going over. I think both these. I think this is going to be a higher scoring game. I'm looking at 27-24, something like that.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's do a little college football now. So you have number 6 Tennessee at number 15 Oklahoma. The line, Tennessee -6.5. The over is -6.5. The under is 56.5.
It's okay, Tiffany. I don't think you really you're not a wagerer, and
I'm
that's
not
okay.
A wagerer,
let me redo that.
I'm trying.
The line is Tennessee. the line is Tennessee -6.5. The over under is 56.5.
That's what I meant.
We all understood what you were trying to say. look, I'll be honest. I'm gonna take Tennessee. Minus the points in this, but after the last ruling, I'm tempted to kind of look at the under in this game because I do think it's going to be more defensive than a lot of people think it will be. But I'm still going to lean Tennessee minus the points. Tennessee -7 against Oklahoma. I think they're too talented. They're playing with a physicality up front on both sides of the ball that we haven't seen from Tennessee in quite a long time, to be honest with you. And with Nico Iamaliava going out there, I know it's going to be probably a rough first half, but I think they pull away in the end.
This one's tough for me because everything in my heart and mind says take Tennessee in the points because I think they're going to roll. But then I talk to Rusty, who I respect a lot, and he's like, hey, Josh Heupel needs to prove himself on the road as the coach. And I'm like,
so does Nico.
And I'm like, oh, that's a good point. That's a really good point. And I'm just so confused on it again. And I go, well, I think I'll take Oklahoma because it's in Norman. That's a tough place.
Says to myself, self, what am I going to do here?
But you know what? I hate Tennessee, but I hate being wrong worse. I'm taking Tennessee in the 6.5.
All right. Look,
I'm with you on that one.
Me reading the line is kind of like when I asked what kind of meat is on a Philly cheesesteak.
You're doing great.
Yeah, it's very much. Well,
normally in the off season, I'm like, oh, what can I take up?
Yeah.
But in the off season, instead of learning a new language, I'm going to take up gambling.
Well, we're going to
I'm going
to
work on.
We're going to teach you. Listen to how I do.
We're the two you want to listen to. Yeah.
Well, just how to talk. We don't know how to pick, but we can talk. We have our locks of the week.
The sharpshooters over here are going to teach you.
Yeah, give me the locks.
I'll start with my college pick, Mike, and then you can go with yours. My college pick, Vandy at Missouri.
Okay.
It's only a 20-point spread.
I like what you're doing there.
I think Missouri is one of the better teams in the SEC, and I think Vanderbilt is a team that came to Atlanta.
He says that every time.
Vanderbilt.
Yeah, and they lost. You know what? You lose to Georgia State. I ain't going to pronounce your name right. And they lost to Georgia State.
They did. Don't
give me Mizzou. and the 20 they cover this at
is,
home.
I'm just going to tell you, and we said this. I said this about the Vikings game last weekend. You're just falling into a trap right now. You're John Q. Public saying, "Hey, Vandy just lost to Georgia State." I got news for you. They ain't that bad. Georgia State is pretty good.
Mizzou is really good.
I'm like so tempted to just pick against you just for the sake of it. Here's what I'm going to do, though. I'm actually going to put one in your column. How about this line? And you tell me what you're seeing on your page. Florida at Mississippi State.
Don't touch this game.
I'm just telling you right now.
If you care about your mental health, you will not touch this game. Florida, you care about mine.
Florida's backs are against the wall, and Mississippi State is terrible. They are terrible.
So what are you so?
Well, I actually think this is one of the rare instances, guys, in college football where it benefits a bad team to go on the road. I think they are so sick of being booed on their home field and everything else that comes along with that, that it is actually going to be good for Florida to get away from the noise and everything else going on down in Gainesville, to go on the road with the us versus the world mentality and play a bad football team in Mississippi State. Florida, minus the 6 or 6.5, whatever you have it as, I'll take it.
That's an 11 a.m. start in Starkville. Florida is the worst coach defense I've ever seen them have.
But aside from Mississippi State, who got routed by Toledo last week.
I think Toledo could score 41 on Florida's defense right now.
So.
All right, my NFL lock of the week. Chargers at Steelers. The over-under is 35.5.
Please tell me you're going under.
35.5. You know what the score in last week's game between Pittsburgh and Denver was? 13-6. Yeah. You know what the Chargers score was? 26-3. Give me the under.
Yeah, I love that.
All freaking day.
Not a boy.
You can take that to the bookie and tell them the Squidbilly sent you.
I actually, I love that play as well. I am on the same wavelength as you, but I went completely opposite. Right? Because I think that when you look at Eagles and Saints, right, they've been the teams that obviously the offenses are really, really clicking. That over-under right now is 49.5, Eagles and Saints. Here's what I have to say to you. Take the over. Take the over of the 49.5. It's an astronomical number. It's almost 50. There's a reason. There's a reason right now when you look at the things. Jalen Hurts has had success against New Orleans. That New Orleans offensive line is playing at a high level. I love the over in this one. I think it's going to be like 28-24.
You know what I'm so excited about? I'm excited about this
Man
being a bye weekend for me because that means I will be here on Monday when we play back the sound of how optimistic at sometimes you guys sounded about
boisterous.
Your selections. How boisterous is an excellent word. That is a big word
One
for
word
you,
Friday.
Bill Morgan.
One word Friday.
And so I just can't wait for these cuts to be played back, paired with a loss,
on
Man Up Monday. So
it's called gambling, not winning.
If I lose this week, it'll be the fact that I lost the same game that Mike lost, which will be the Tennessee pick.
You sounded real confident. I'm looking forward to
three
Monday
and one.
Very much, as I'm sure a lot of you are, too.